station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
What did I do? I just lowered my microphone. I don't know why, but I did. Good morning, welcome to the show. It's Thursday, May 30th, almost the end of the month, and we're moving right along, and I'm never alone, as you know by now. And this morning I have a very special guest in the studio who's joining me, and her name is Deandra. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
Of course. So, hold on, let me get the music. I can never get this right, you know, because... I keep changing the intros and stuff, you know.
We just had a different intro. It's like Space Mountain. You know?
Yeah, it is.
I feel like I'm getting ready to go on the ride right now.
Well, welcome. And so we're going to find out a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about the news and things that are happening out there and stuff. So it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for making the way all the way here.
Thank you. I didn't get much traffic, which is nice.
Yeah,
I was like speeding in my car. I was actually borrowing my mom's car for right now. Mine's being in the mechanics.
Uh-huh.
I'm speeding, and I'm like, if I'm late, my green juice was not worth it.
Did you stop for some green juice?
I did.
Wow. What is that? Like the tell me a little bit about those green juices. I mean, I see people drinking them. I don't know. It must taste bad, no?
Well, this one's kind of good. It's called the Cocoa, actually. And it
Let me see that.
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's kind of hard to get used to at first. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's a little bit bitter, but this one has, like, coconut water and stuff, so it's sweeter to me.
Oh, it's got a little bit of flavor to it?
Yes.
So why do you drink it? Is it pretty healthy?
It is healthy. I work 24/7, and so I just don't want to, like, get sick, you know? And when I have an unhealthy lifestyle, I get really sick.
Right.
So I just drink them, and then I kind of get addicted to them.
Really, huh?
It's like such a crazy fad. And to be honest, I don't drink as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to, like, go out a lot and stuff. So this is kind of like, you know, I could spend $15 on, like, a craft cocktail. I could spend $7 on a juice. So
That's true.
It's, like, my new addiction.
Yeah. So now, does it make you feel better? Do you feel more energetic from it?
I do. I don't drink coffee.
Oh,
coffee is like crack to me.
Really?
I wish I
could. You bounce off the wall.
I swear. Like, one time, I'll never forget, I called my sister. I was drinking coffee, and I was on the freeway, and I seriously hit, like, my peak, and I was, like, shaking, and I was so crazy and erratic and everything, and I just, like, was on the phone with her, and I crashed so hard that I thought I was going to fall asleep.
Wow, really?
And I'm like, yeah, I can't do it. Like, I'm just an upper person no matter what, so when I drink coffee, I, like, get the shakes. I just don't like it. So this kind of like helps me wake up in the morning and everything.
That's cool. Yeah, I can't imagine being without coffee in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when I get out of bed, man, I'm a mess, you know? It's so hard for me to get out, you know? It's like I'll get up and then I'll go and get into the bed for 2 minutes, then get back out, and it's like hard every time, you know?
Oh, yeah. My friends know me. If I don't have to be up, don't wake me up.
Yeah.
I'm the meanest person in the morning.
Really?
And I don't want to be, but, like, I don't talk. I just give the look.
Right.
So it's kind of like the blue steel look. I'll just, like, look at you, and I'm like, just don't even talk to me right now. And everyone knows. And I'm really cranky. And then about, I'd say, like, half hour kicks in, and then I'm, like, you know, up and everything.
You're good, yeah.
But
I know. Once you jump in the shower and everything, you know, it wakes you up in that, you know. And then the coffee, and then I'm okay, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if I could sleep, and it's funny because I'm a morning person anyway. You know, I like to get up early to enjoy the morning, but I'm just not able to because I go to sleep late, you know.
Yeah.
I work late till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So then when you have to get up at 7, 8, you know, that's not a long sleep.
No, it's not. It's definitely.
Yeah, they say everybody should get 8 hours, you know?
I agree. I think I need like 20, though.
Do you?
If there was a professional sport, it would be sleep. Like, if it was sleeping, I would be the gold medalist. Like, I would
really
win every Olympic, like, year and everything, I love to sleep. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just, it's something
it
that
feels good.
It's something that I'm really good at.
Yeah. It's because you don't have to do anything. You just kind of lie there. You know?
Now, especially in the, you know, a girl in Hollywood, you don't have to worry about what you look like. You're like, oh man, you know,
yeah.
Get the crazy hair going and everything. You're like, oh gosh, don't even.
Yeah,
look.
I can't leave the house.
But I love it because I live in downtown.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, even if I'm sick, if I break out, if I'm tired, whatever, the homeless people just think that you're like $1 million down there.
Yeah.
So it's a good boost to your ego because I'm like, I'll go and like take my dog out for a walk or whatever. And they're like, is that a supermodel? And I'm like, damn, I need you around more often.
Yeah.
Like, you make me feel amazing. Your standards are so low. Like, this is great
God.
Right now.
I know. It's like when we were downtown, I used to see those homeless all the time. I sort of like became friends with them because they'd be in the same place every morning. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. They're so, really good. There's
yeah.
this one professional homeless guy down there. He's so funny. He like created a niche for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So these photographers set him up with like headshots and these photographs and everything. And he'll literally sign them and sell him. And
really?
He's famous.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, he's gotten lofts before. Like, every time people film, like, people know him. His name is Ricky the Pirate. And I swear, if you go down there, you'll hear him, and he goes, arr! And, like, I've bought so much shit off of him. I'm like, geez, like, I cannot believe it. My house has, like, photos of him, and people come over, and they're like, who's that?
Serious?
And I'm like, I don't even know who that is. It's just, he cons me into it every time. You know, you're, like, you're leaving
God.
Somewhere, and you're like, well, okay, I'll give you some money. Like, yeah.
I know, I'm such a sucker for homeless. You know, I give them money all the time. And because I just, you know, I can't imagine how can I walk by them when they're hungry, you know, get them something to eat, you know. So I give them $5-$10, you know, usually. And whatever they do with it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I just want them to eat something.
I've been down there for so long that I know to buy them food now.
Right.
Because I remember one time I had like, I gave a homeless guy a couple quarters.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, do you have any bills? And I was like, what? And he's like, my drug dealer doesn't take quarters. Like, I need some bills. I'm like, oh, my God. You're getting very demanding right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's just, it's funny. It's like, all right, how about I buy you, like, you know, a coffee
yeah.
or a hamburger or something like that. But
yeah.
they're good people, you know.
Yeah, they feel comfortable out there because that's their home, you know.
Yeah, and, like, it's crazy. I mean, I've been down there for, gosh, 4 years, hanging out down there for 5 years, though.
Mm.
And, I mean, you just get to know them. And I've been in,
yeah.
like, my particular neighborhood for over 2.5 years, so kind of nice, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a good little community, like, hey, what's going on and stuff. So
that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
I don't nice. mind, but I always tell people, like, they always talk about downtown, they're like, gosh, like, I can't do it. And it's like, you know, you just have to kind of have like an open mind out there.
Right, exactly.
It's still, you know, it's
yeah, it's because for those of you who don't live in LA, our downtown is pretty boring. I mean, it's nothing like New York or
oh, no.
Chicago or, you know, the big
it's
cities
up and,
and stuff.
It is up and coming.
It
I'm
is.
Ahead of the trend.
Yeah. So when people come to visit here, they don't necessarily go downtown, you know.
No.
And the people that live here don't go unless they have to.
Yeah, well, because people, what they always complain about, though, is like the one-way streets. But it's
right.
the same in every town, you know what I mean? In downtown
That's
San Diego,
true.
San Francisco, New York, Chicago, they're all one-ways.
Right.
And it's actually a really cool fact. I found out that there's one-ways because when there's supposed to be like a natural disaster, you're supposed to get out of the city without causing a traffic jam because everyone's kind of going a particular way.
Oh.
So it's, you can all leave and like you won't get a lot of gridlock.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
wow,
that was a cool fact.
Yeah, that's interesting.
However, I do live on a one-way. Whenever we have parades or something like that, it was always the worst because then I can never leave.
And yeah.
I have to like call up a cab or take the subway. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely developing. And there's a lot of good restaurants and stuff. But
yeah, clubs.
I always think it's like, to me, downtown is a perfect just like example of two social classes.
Mm.
It is very, very poor and very wealthy.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot of the condos are like $1 million condos and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really strange. Like, it will soon be filled in, but right now it's just definitely.
Yeah. Do you live in a tall building?
I do. I live in a high rise. Not
really?
Too tall. I live in a 12-story building,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on the fifth floor.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I've lived on a really tall building before, and I was on the seventh floor. But I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't it scare you in case of emergency or something? I mean, you're pretty much stuck up there on the fifth floor, you know?
Yeah, luckily we have, you know, like staircases and stuff. The only thing I like is I live by myself, and so I'm like, no one could kind of watch me, you know, get into my house or something like that. Like, I have a doorman. You have to go past him.
That's true.
I have a really crazy building where it's very difficult to kind of figure yourself around. So I'm like, if anyone's going to come in and, like, you know, rob me or something, it's probably Spider-Man, because I don't know how they're going to get in there. Like, it's, I like it. It's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the loft living, you know.
Yeah. I know. It sounds very interesting, you know, and especially when you see it in movies and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
People live in those lofts, like you said. And it looks pretty good, you know. So it's a different lifestyle,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it gives me some street cred. Like, I'm a little cool.
Yeah. So now, why did you end up there? Do you like downtown area, or
by chance? I ended up there a long time ago. I was still in school. My girlfriend and I, like, we all kind of hung out. We all had fake IDs when we were younger. And yes, my mother knows. So I had a fake ID when I was 19. Uh-huh. And I'll never forget, my friends were always kind of a little bit older. And she said that she was going to this nightclub in L.A. Mm. And it was the first time, I mean, I was, like, going to school in Fullerton and stuff. And I was like, oh, like, L.A., you know, you see it on the movies. I think The Hills was really popular at the time. Yes, I used to watch The Hills. And so I went down there, and we went to this club, and it was not fun. It was busted. It was, like, not my vibe. It was, like, some really creepy people. So it was when The Standard was really popular at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so my friend and I were like, okay, we're going to leave you here. We're going to go to The Standard. We went there. We had a great time. I ended up meeting someone that used to work there. And I kind of hung out ever since, and it was really nice. Like, you know, we stayed friends and everything, but he kind of showed me a lot of the city, and he lived in downtown at the time, and I was just blown away. I think it's beautiful. I think as far as LA, since LA's so spread out, it reminds me of, like, a mini New York, and I've always wanted to, you know, live in New York, but I love, like, the architecture.
Yeah.
Like, my building is from the 1920s. Like, I just think there's so much, like, so much, like, dated history there, and I just fell in love.
That's true. So now you needed to be shown around, so that means you weren't born in L.A., right?
Well, I was born in San Clemente.
Oh, okay.
So South Orange County, so I'm a native.
Yeah, that's true.
I always say that's why I'm so tan. I'm born in the sunshine.
Yeah.
But I grew up...
San Clemente is beautiful.
Oh, it's stunning.
I love going there.
It is.
It's a very small town, beach town.
Yes.
And relatively small beach and stuff, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, there was like Roxy surf camps growing up. People, it's a really big surf spot. Trestles, and people go camping in San Onofre. There's Camp Pendleton. Like, it's a quintessential small, cute, just like artsy kind of family town.
Right.
But when I was growing up, it was really, really boring, because there was a lot of old people. Like, a lot of people would retire. And now it's, like, so hip. Like, I go back there, and there's so many cute families, and, like, dad's teaching their, like, sons how to surf. And I'm like, dang, there's some cute guys here, and there's some, like, cool people. Like, I would move back, but it's just, you know, it's a little bit more, like, sleepy town.
Yeah, so, that's true. Once you move to L.A., it's hard to move to a smaller town.
It is.
You know, because you're used to all the action and the bustle of the city. And
you know. It's like Ralph's closes at 8 p.m., and, like, where I live, Ralph closes at 2 a.m., so it's very, very difficult.
It is.
But it's nice. Like, I was down there for the holiday weekend, and I went to San Diego. My cousin had a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And so it was cool. I took the Amtrak down there, the surf liner, and it...
Oh, really?
It's perfect. Yeah, you don't have to worry about sitting in traffic, so...
That's true, huh? So how long does it take to get from here to San Diego by train?
2 hours and, like, 36 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
By train?
It's by train. And from Union Station to San Diego, it was $45, but I have a AAA discount, so it's, like, $40.99.
So that's not too bad.
Yeah.
So it's just if you don't want to drive, because...
And the gas.
When the traffic is light, which is rare, but still, you know, I mean... If you drive, like, midday, I think weekday, or even on the weekend sometimes, the road's pretty open, and then you get to San Diego in 2 hours, you know? So so the train is not that much faster, only when there's traffic.
Yeah, and I like to do it also because, I mean, like, my car kind of takes a lot of gas, so to me it's just cheaper. And it's more convenient. You can drink on
the
train.
It is, and you can
sleep.
Enjoy yourself, look at the scenery.
Yeah,
and,
you're, like, right parallel to the ocean. It's so stunning.
That's right, yeah. I remember in San Clemente, I mean, you were, like, where the hotel and the train goes right on the beach there.
Yeah, it drops off
right
there.
And it wakes you up every time it passes by.
Okay, so right where that pier was, my dad's house was on the right-hand side up the hill.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So you were, like, right there on the beach.
Oh, yes. Wow. I never appreciated it as much. I know, I'm such a jerk. But he would always wake up, and he'd always be like, look at the ocean, look how beautiful it is, because you can see it from the balcony. And I'd be like, yeah, it's great, cool.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, dying to be back there, you know what I mean? Because then you go to San like was it Marina Del Rey or Santa Monica? It takes an hour just to get there, and then like an hour to find parking. So I'm like, wow, why was I so ungrateful?
Yeah, that's true. So are your parents Californians too?
Yeah, they are.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got like a long history here and stuff.
I do.
Wow,
yes.
That's pretty cool. You don't hear that many people born here. You know, everybody moves here from somewhere else.
Oh, for sure. That's why, like, for the holidays, it's crazy because I obviously stay here and, like, see my family.
Right.
And it's so weird, like, when the holidays happen because the whole, like, city of LA is just, like, completely dead. You know, everyone goes back.
Right.
And then I love when you hear people and they're really arrogant and, they're very much like, oh, you know, I'm from L.A. And I'm like, no, where are you really from? Because normally when you're from L.A., you're pretty chill, you're pretty reserved, you know. Like, and it's I have a really good girlfriend, and she's from kind of like Orange County. She's from San Diego as well. And it's so funny. We always are like, yeah, we know what's up. You guys are, you know, you guys are posers and stuff. And it is. They'll always be like, well, I've been down here for 12 years. It's like, okay. But it is very rare to find people who are from California, especially like Southern California.
Exactly.
A lot of Northern California people come down here, like the Bay Area.
That's true, yeah. A lot of New Yorkers come here, you know.
Yeah.
It's like almost every other person I meet is from New York, you know.
Oh, for sure.
So they get away from the weather but still want to stay in a big city, you know.
Yeah.
So this is a good place to be.
Yeah.
Now, do you like to travel? Have you traveled out of California?
I love to travel. Yeah. That's like what if I could do that for the rest of my life, I would be like I would be so happy.
Really?
Yeah, that's my ultimate dream job, like everyone else, obviously.
Yeah.
But I will make it happen.
Yeah, there you go. You know, become a flight attendant or something. You know, one of those jobs where you get to travel a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I love to. I loved going internationally, obviously. Like I like to experience new cultures and just see
where
see
have
new
you
places.
Been to like some
I've
places.
Been to Fiji, Toronto, Costa Rica, Peru, Jamaica, Mexico, and then like New York, Chicago, San Francisco.
That's
I've
a
always
nice,
stopped
nice
in
places,
Miami. Yeah, I've always stopped in Miami, but I've never hung out, so I'm dying to hang out.
Oh yeah.
It's always when I come back from, you know, South America.
Right.
It's like a layover there, but I just love to. Like, I like to get away. I like to go to Palm Springs, you know, 2 hours away. Just, I think it's nice.
No, you go to South Beach, man, you don't want to come back. You know? It's party town big time. You know? And it's life on the beach, you know. All the bars and the clubs are right there. And it's a small, you know, part of town there in South Beach. But it really is. That's what Miami is about, you know.
Yeah.
And
they have some beautiful beaches, you know.
They really have beautiful beaches. And Florida is nice, you know, even outside of Miami, you know. I mean, I haven't been, but they're saying, like, Fort Lauderdale is nice and Tampa and, you know. So, I don't know, you know. I mean, there's a lot of places to go visit there. But, so you've been to, you've been to South America, the Pacific and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
How was Fiji?
Oh, I loved it. Oh,
really?
My gosh. If I found I was going to die tomorrow, I would go into debt and book a flight and go there. It was the most beautiful place I've ever been. Crystal clear water. Like, I had just had a great experience. I was with great people. And it was really beautiful because to me, I felt like it was the perfect, it was like paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was kind of near where they filmed Castaway.
Right.
And it was crazy because you really feel like you fell off like the face of the earth.
Really,
like,
huh?
You are in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
And you know, you're 3 hours from Australia. So it was really, really cool because the sun was like my alarm clock and it would take me to bed and like I just, no communication and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And what's sad about it though is I didn't take any pictures. I had pictures on a friend's camera and sadly they lost it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I have no pictures.
No memories.
Like,
huh?
Yeah. So they're literally all mental memories.
All in your head, right.
It was stunning. Like I participated, obviously, most people like in a kava ceremony, you know, and like just, I think the Fijians are the most hospitable culture out there. They're so sweet. They're so they're
so
really
what
caring
you,
people.
What drew you there? I mean, you know, not many people go to Fiji because it's kind of far, although it is beautiful.
It is. I was very, very lucky. Uh-huh. I actually went for my birthday. It was a trip.
Wow.
And I went for my 21st birthday. So after having a fake ID for, you know, like 3 years, it was kind of the perfect place to go. And I'm extremely grateful for it. I just think that it was not a bad place to spend your 21st birthday. You know, most people are getting like just annihilated in Mexico, and I was like living large, like just like soaking up the sun in Fiji. So it was great.
Good
and
for you.
My best experience out there was I remember I was like sitting on the water, and it was like really, really low tide. The sun was setting. It was like, oh my gosh, it was like such a romantic movie. And all of a sudden, these like reef sharks kind of like started circling around me, and I didn't know what reef sharks were at first.
Right.
And I was like, sure, I freaked out because you just see these little fins, and I was like, oh my gosh, like these, they're gonna eat me. I had no idea. I mean, granted, they're babies, like get real, but I got so scared, and then I saw how cute they were, and it was just, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful, and I was like trying to follow them, but of course, since they're small and they're little baby sharks, they were just like darting away. So
yeah, so it's a pretty small island, though, right?
Oh, it's really small. I mean, I was on two really small islands. Like, there's bigger ones, kind of, you know, like.
Oh, so
like,
it's a bunch of islands, Fiji?
There are a bunch of islands. Okay. And there's different areas, too. So you can go to, like, one side of the country and then another. Like, you always fly into Nadi.
Right.
Which is just, like, just their one airport. And it's kind of, it's a little bit more like third world.
Right.
And then you take, like, a seaplane or a helicopter or a boat to whatever island you're going to.
Wow.
And so I went to Vamo, which was, I think there was, like, I don't know, I'd say like 25 huts on there. So it was very tiny.
Yeah.
And then I went to another one that probably had, I would say, probably like 30.
So, wow.
And like, and one of them, I went to two different ones. I went to another island called Laiki Lagoon.
Uh-huh.
And there was this overwater, I stayed in those like overwater huts with the glass floor. Like how
Oh, yeah, I know those. Yes.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and we'd like go like swimming and see barracudas and like all sorts of just like crazy animals, you know.
Yeah.
Or marine life, I should say, yeah.
So did you hop over to Australia too while you were there?
I didn't. But the one thing that I was so shocked about it is I realized how many people don't swim in the ocean. Like when I was down there, and even when I'm down here or anywhere else,
yeah.
People don't swim in the ocean.
Well, our ocean's very cold and dirty, you know.
I was in there on Monday. It was freezing.
It is. It's freezing and it's not clean, you know. There's a lot of seaweed and stuff, you know, which is not fun.
But and even in Fiji, people weren't swimming.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was... I was swimming, obviously, 24-7. my friends were. And then, like, I'd say... I think there was an Italian couple... And they were swimming. And besides that, people like love to go in the pool.
Yeah.
And the same with Costa Rica. I went to Costa Rica with a bunch of girlfriends and a bunch of guy friends for my birthday again. And just like a girls trip.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us girls went into the water and one of our friends that surfed. But no one else did.
Wow.
And I'm really shocked that I think people love pools.
Oh, yeah.
They
I
love
guess
swimming
it's simpler.
Pools. Yeah, there's no sharks in swimming pools.
So, but you did go in the ocean, in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you could not get
me out
of there. I would
too, yeah. How can you not? You know, I mean,
right?
The water is so clear and wow.
Yeah.
Did you go scuba diving or
snorkeling? I went snorkeling,
yeah.
Yes. I'm not certified to go scuba diving, but I actually want to get certified.
Yeah.
I would freak out.
I would, you know, I constantly think, God, I would stop breathing or something, you know. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. It is kind of a mind trick, though, because I'll never forget when I was snorkeling that it got really, really shallow because I was out there way too long. And so you have to, it's so weird how, like, the water is because you really have to kind of go, like, early in the morning because once it gets low tide, you're stuck on, like, the coral reef.
Right.
And the coral reef cuts you. But not just that, like, you also can damage it because you're so low and your body can hit it or, like, when you're kicking or something. And when you, you know, destroy a coral reef, it just, it never really grows back. It's, like, really, really endangered. So it was really low tide and I started hearing myself breathing.
Right.
And I got a little bit, like, claustrophobic.
Wow.
I just was, like, panicking a little bit. I was like kicking my legs and I wasn't going anywhere and I was like freaking out.
Wow.
Well, luckily I made it back, but yeah, and I like got cut a little bit, but yeah, it's that whole like listening to yourself, and that's why I'm a little scared of scuba diving.
Yeah.
Because like you're actually underwater for a
really long
period of time.
I mean, I've always been fascinated with it, totally, but I don't know that I could do it. I might try, you know. I mean, you know, I might try sometimes because there's so many beautiful things to see underwater, you know.
You don't even have to go far. I'm kind of a nerd, so I Google a lot.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually, you can go scuba diving and check out some really beautiful stuff up there at Channel Islands.
Oh,
so just right up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
near Ventura, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
Oxnard,
just a little bit past it.
Right.
And just take, I believe, the 101.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could take the PCH all the way up.
Right, right. Yeah, except there's the military base there, so you can't go on the one pass Ventura. You have to get back on the 101.
That makes sense.
And then go back to Pacific Coast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, and you were in South America too, huh? You said Peru?
Yeah, I did go to Peru.
Machu Picchu?
I didn't go to Machu Picchu. No. I was on the opposite side. So Machu Picchu is like really south.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the jungle northeast, like kind of near Colombia.
Wow. What drew you there?
I was just living in the jungle with the tribe.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
So you like that kind of travel. You're not like a five-star hotel kind of travel.
No, I mean, I've done it and it's great, but I feel like there's a time and place. Like in a five-star hotel, like it's obviously like so lavish and decadent and luxurious. However, I don't feel like you really like soak up the entire culture. You know what I mean? Like if you're not going to the markets and like living with the people and seeing how the other world lives, like I don't think that, to me personally, I just don't think that you get like the best experience. So I loved it. I mean, I was in South America without electricity. I had to have like those like headlamps on and like those little kerosene lanterns, you know, like they have in like like the old time movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And no running water. There was just like this little pipe coming out of of I guess say like a fake man-made pond or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it was really, really beautiful.
Now, how did you communicate with the people?
So there was translators there. So I actually went like...
Yeah, you don't go in the jungle by yourself, right?
You
got to have a guide.
No way. Yeah, definitely. So I had like a translator and it was really nice. I was with 19 people from around the world, from all over. And like they just became like such dear friends to me. And we really experienced like a lot. And It was a crazy experience just because it was so out of my comfort zone. And when I travel, like, I love it, but I don't like to know anything about, like, the culture. I don't know. I don't like to Google stuff ahead of time because I feel like I kind of want to. I think I'm, like, Dora the Explorer or something. Like, I want to, like, go and, like, you know, I want to, like, I just want to, like, be excited and, like, be surprised almost. Because I feel like if I Google something, I will Google something to, like, you know, the very, very end. And then I feel like sometimes that's why people go to countries and they're like really disappointed because they expect something. And so me, when I don't expect something, I'm just like blown away. And I love it. And it just,
But you're not curious to know what the place is like before you go there? I mean, being the Googler that you are.
No, because I like a little bit of excitement.
Wow,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Cool.
I do. Like when I went to South America, I booked it, 3 weeks before I left, I told my mom. My mom thought it was crazy. She was like, okay. Like, hit her, like, a couple of days before I left. And then I didn't even know, like, about conversion. I didn't know about their money. I didn't know anything. And when I got there, I gave them, like, $20. They make, like, 10 sols a day. So, I mean, he pretty much was a millionaire. Like, you know, and I didn't know anything. And I don't know, like, I didn't know anywhere where I was going. And even when I came out of the jungle, I went to an animal sanctuary, and I had handwritten instructions, like, from someone that I met, and they wrote out everything. They didn't tell me I was leaving the town. So all of a sudden, I'm, like, in this little moto taxi, and I don't know Spanish as well, but I picked up survival Spanish.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm by myself, I'm a woman, I'm going to learn some Spanish. So I go, and I see it says, bye, you're leaving Iquitos, and I'm like, how the hell am I going to get back? Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just going to have to tell people to take me to the airport. And so it was really nice. And I did. I went to this animal sanctuary. And I remember I thought I was going to be kidnapped. I went from a motor car to a boat to another motor car into, like, this really weird community.
I mean, it's like asking for trouble, you know?
It was. But you know what? I was in the most beautiful animal sanctuary with, like, cheetahs. And I had monkeys crawling all over me and all species of butterflies and, like all these crazy animals.
Wow.
And if I wouldn't have explored and if I would have been scared, I would have never been able to experience that, you know. So sometimes you just got to, like, go with it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Have some cojones, right?
I do. I have a friend when I came out, he was just like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking? And I had the adrenaline. I was like, I'm going to go see these animals. And then thinking back on it, I'm like, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little bit. I mean, you mentioned you work 24/7.
Yes.
What do you have so much to work on?
What are
some of the things that you do?
I am actually a runway and fit model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's just, it's a lot of work just because.
Long hours and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I do definitely like odd jobs. Like I'm a fit model for another company I just got picked up for. And then I say yes to jobs all the time. But really? Especially in that industry, like you just, you're always on call. So right. Like after this radio show, I have to go to the city of Irwindale, I believe, to go to like a casting over there for jeans and stuff. So, I mean, it's definitely like it's a long day and a long hours and everything. And, you know, you're always setting up meetings for like the next shoot or the next work day and stuff.
Right.
So,
yeah. Now, a fitting model, that's do they still take pictures of you or is that more to design clothes?
There's different ones. So they're both. What I do is I'm both a production fit model and like an online catalog fit model. Okay. So like I work at a showroom tomorrow. I work at the LA showroom in downtown LA in the fashion district. Mm-hmm. And that is like I wear probably I would say like 20 designers, you know. Wow. If like I'm like last Friday I was there from 9 a.m. to like 4:30-ish. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm wearing more designers. And you're just wearing like different clothes and you're taking like the photos for like their online catalogs or their campaigns and stuff like that. And then there is the production side where like I'll go to J Brand and they were trying to replace another fit model because one was traveling to New York for work. So you kind of have to be like very, very precise measurements.
Mm.
And so that's what's a little bit like it's kind of cool. You know, you get to meet the designer and you get to meet the sewers and everything. And you get to go to the headquarters and you're just like there and you're like, oh, my God, these are the people that like make this line. And,
right.
you know, if you book a job with them, it's a really good contract. It's really nice. Like you are their fit model. So say if like I did get hired for something like that, that means that my size in that store or with that brand is my body.
Right.
So it's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, you
know?
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. It's like, oh my gosh, this is me, you know?
Yeah.
and like I do editorials and stuff. I did one recently for Russia. And I've done some from Germany, Canada. I've done LA Times Magazine. And so on.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's just,
so you like to write?
No, I mean like as far as editorials. Like.
Oh, modeling. Editorials. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I thought you meant
cool.
like writing. Okay.
I like to write, but I'm a bad speller. I'll be
so
the first.
So what's an editorial for a model? What do you mean by that?
So, for example, there is one in this Russian magazine. It's called Dress Code, actually. Mm-hmm. And it came out in March in St. Petersburg. And so what it was is like, it's like, you know, like in an L or whatever. It's the whole idea was like, it was called Flower Baby. So it was like talking about for spring, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just kind of, like some flower head pieces and like florals throughout clothes.
Right.
So it's just like whenever you like open up a Harper's Bazaar or something and you see like there's an editorial with like a girl who probably has like a 7-page spread.
Right.
And she has like this really beautiful like elaborate spread and like wearing beautiful clothes and stuff like that. It's like that. And then there's always an article talking about like the trend or what's going on and stuff. So I mean, it's just really cool, you know, and you're featured in it. So I think I had like 6 or 7 pages. I'm not sure how like they laid out, but
right.
I and like you know your name's on it. It's like this is a model right. in the corner and stuff. So
and your pictures are all over the place and stuff.
Yeah, so it's cool. I did like a book cover, and I mean it's always stuff to tell.
Really?
It's just stuff to tell the children. You
yeah.
know, like it is kind of cool. It's
there
like,
you go. Yeah.
I don't have a 9-to-5, but I'm also in a magazine like across
right.
the world. So
yeah, who wants a 9-to-5 for crying out loud? You know?
No.
When you're a creative
type. You can't
travel. No. You can't do anything, man.
No.
You're sitting in front of a computer in an office for 9 hours every day.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
I don't know. I mean, I used to do that for many years. I don't know how I could. Today, I couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
Know? And
and I feel like once you have like the creative, like once you get that little taste of creativity, mm-hmm. you just run with it. You
yeah.
know? And it's nice. And there's a really great quote that I saw yesterday. And it was saying, you know, when you knock on doors long enough, someone's bound to answer. Like they
yeah,
have to answer,
that's
you know.
True.
And it's so true. I think about just, I mean, I'm very young still, but I think of my life, like how it's just unraveled in the last 4 years since I've been out here
uh-huh.
by being open and saying yes and like making, you know, making stuff happen.
Right.
And I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah,
it's
well,
really
you should
cool.
be.
But
yeah.
With everyone, you know, with you and your radio show and stuff, mm-hmm. it's like when you just take that leap, and there's a really great book. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week. And it says, like, you're always so scared that someone else, like, you think someone else wants your job. You know
right,
what I mean? Like, of
right.
course, I bet you millions of people want to travel.
Right.
But the ones making it happen, that window is so small that by giving up, you're actually like working against yourself because not right. that many people actually follow through with it.
Right.
And it's so yeah. true.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you quit, then you fail. You know, if
yeah.
you continue, then you haven't failed.
Yeah.
You know, you just continue until something happens, you know.
I agree.
Now, well, being a model and everything, I know that, I mean, we've had many models on the show and stuff, and many claim it's a boring job. Is that true? I mean, do you
no.
get bored because you have to sit around and things like that?
No, no, no.
Really?
No.
Wow, so
I
you like all the attention and everything?
No, it's the opposite. No, of course I you like the attention. I always think it's funny when, you know, you can go somewhere, you know, you could be on set or I could be in my showroom or whatever and like people just give you so much respect and
right.
you could do like another job. Then you could do a 9-to-5 job
right.
and people just don't give you respect. And you're like, excuse me, dude, how are you talking to you? Like, no. I don't think it's boring just because I feel like with me, I'm just really grateful where it's like I'm doing something right. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm always working. I mean, I've been modeling. It's been a while. I started modeling when I was young, you know.
Really?
Growing up tall and thin, like,
yeah.
you never thought, like, that's what you could do. I'll never forget. I was always made fun of, like, for being, like, really skinny and tan and dark.
Yeah.
And
now these people are all fat.
Yeah. And that's how it is. And it's so funny. I'll never forget one time I was sitting at home when I was, like, in high school.
Uh-huh.
And in the Sunday paper, in the LA Times, there's always they always have a big page for Ralph Lauren, and it's always, like, this beautiful model.
Mm.
And she always takes up the whole page. I remember being like, gosh, like, that would be so cool to do that. And when I was younger, I didn't know that, like, you can be on TV, you can be on radio, you can be in print. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around how you do that. You know, I
right.
came from, like, a suburb where it's like you go to work, you marry a plumber or a fireman, and, like, you have a little – you have family.
Yeah.
And so I started. I mean, I would drive my little I had a Camry, like a 1995 Camry, and
uh-huh.
I would like drive it down to like Ford and Elite and all this stuff. And I mean, I was really awkward when I was younger.
Yeah.
So like everyone would say no. And then it's so weird how I quit actually. I quit for a while and I went traveling and stuff. And then it kind of just like came back. And like
wow.
now it's more than ever. I mean, I've never worked more. And like I said, I work every week, pretty much every day. And as a model, like, just for me, I know that unless you're, like, obviously a top model, you're doing that. But not a lot of models work, like, every single week, every
That's
single
true.
Day. So
That's true.
I don't think it's boring. It's very demanding.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm naturally thin where I can still eat everything.
Yeah.
But definitely no. I'm very, very grateful.
Right.
The moment people are not calling me, that's when I'm gonna be really
yeah.
I'm gonna be really scared.
There you go. Yeah. But I think once you establish yourself, then you know
yeah.
you don't really go back, you know. I mean, it's just like you'll continue growing and more people will find out about you and everything. So now so you stay thin. I mean, do you have a certain diet that you follow, or
oh my God,
can
I'm,
you eat pretty much anything?
I'm the biggest jerk ever.
Really?
I drink beer and eat hamburgers.
Really?
Yes.
Well, good for you, because you can.
I know. My family
yeah.
always laughs at me. They're like, you're still hungry? I'm like, I can't help it. I stay active.
Uh-huh.
I definitely am very, very active.
Yeah.
I've always been active. I love to do, like, extreme sports. That's my thing. I was
really?
Younger, I used to ride dirt bikes, and I just
wow.
got into kayaking with my mom, and I do that. I don't eat dairy, so I don't do cheese, and I don't drink as much alcohol. So
okay.
I feel like it is able to keep me like naturally thin.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you can eat fattening things, but if you don't eat too much of it,
yeah.
and you know, and you maintain, then yeah, I mean, I'm the same way, you know. And because I eat just about anything.
Yeah.
But I don't gain that much weight because I don't eat much between meals, you know, things like that, you know. And I think that's the thing. Some people just nibble and munch all day, and I think that's what causes you to gain weight.
Yeah, and I rarely eat fast food too.
Yeah,
like there is. I feel like nibbling and like snacking is mm-hmm. just you're always eating.
Right.
You know, and so
yeah, it's not necessarily a good thing. You know,
it's not.
The body's not meant to take in so many calories.
Yeah, and I like to be health conscious.
Yeah.
Where, like, I will, if I'm hungry, like, I'll eat pomegranate seeds or have my green juice or whatever.
Wow.
But, I mean, I used to be a vegetarian for 3 years. And
really?
Yeah. And there was just a day when I was like, I'm hungry.
Like, yeah.
I cannot imagine being on a diet. Like, I feel for people because you
yeah.
get so hungry. You don't realize how, like, much you're addicted to food.
That's true.
I'm addicted to sugar big time.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, me too, actually. Chocolate, sugar, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And, wow, so that's pretty good. So now you're, do you work out at all?
No.
Good for you.
I always say I'm going to every week. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to start. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. And then when I started, I left after 2 weeks. You know?
Yeah, you know.
It's just some people enjoy it, you know. But if you don't enjoy it, it's just, you don't do it a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's, to me, it's boring, you know.
It is. And, like, I can do it if it's, like, a fun class. Like, if it's, like, right. really, I try to do yoga. I try. I still try. Like, I still want to do yoga today, you know. Uh-huh. But I can't get into the groove of things. Yeah. I can't
do it. You're too hyper?
It. I am too hyper, and, like, right. I feel like since I'm skinny, like, the moves look awkward on me. You know what I mean? Like, everyone looks cool doing it, and then when I do it, I just feel like olive oil. Like, I just feel so weird.
Wow, that's funny, because I think people would usually feel the other way, you know?
Yeah.
They envy you.
No. I don't. But, yeah, like, I'll, you know, like, do yoga and then, like, go to brunch or something like that. And, like, it's just not worth it. And, like, have a mimosa. And I'm like, oh, great workout. But one day, we'll.
Yeah. So you're close with your family, I understand.
I am.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have an older brother. He is, oh, my gosh, don't kill me. But I think he's 31.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll just say he's 31.
Are you close?
Yeah, we are. But cool. See, and I have an older sister, too, and she's 28. She'll be 29. And I'm really close with them, but they have families.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't see them as much.
Yeah, like, I see my sister. My brother lives in Laguna Hills, so, like, he's a little bit more further, and stuff, and he has two twins, and they're adorable. And then my sister has a little boy, and, oh, my gosh, she's adorable as well. And I see my mom and my sister a little bit more because they live closer.
Right.
I was actually seeing them last night.
Oh, cool.
They helped me out. But
it's nice to have the family close by, huh?
It is. Yeah. It is. But they always, I'm like the cool aunt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm a...
They can get away with stuff.
I love them. Like, I love kids and I love my nieces and nephews. But I'm not ready for that yet.
No.
Not ready. I'm selfish and I want to travel and
yeah, see exactly. And who's in a hurry to get a baby, you know? I mean,
no.
The thing is, you can always get one. You
I'm
know?
Like, I have three babies, but then I can give back to their parents.
Exactly.
And they're all perfect.
You don't have to. I know exactly what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Know? Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, but when you're a parent, it changes your life forever. The moment that baby's born, that's it, you know? Everything that you knew changes. So I understand where you want to wait, you know. I mean, what's the hurry? You know, you got your career ahead of you, you know, and like you said, travel and a lot of experiences, adventures and stuff. Who needs to be tied down so early in life? You know?
I don't think so. And I really want to, especially when I have a family, like I want to be like financially stable and I want to give them a bunch of stuff. You know, my parents were amazing, but like, I want to plan ahead.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, it sounds so weird, but it's like, I don't feel like I have a biological clock ticking whatsoever, something like that. And like, it might change when I get older, but I just know for sure, like, I want to think about their future where it's like, I want to be financially secure and just, it's more thinking about them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you can always find a rich guy or something.
No way. I'm making all my own money.
You don't want someone to support you.
No way. Because you know why? Because then they could take it all away.
Oh,
and I want it to be like, oh, you think you're getting my money? Yeah, right. No.
Well, if you marry them, they can't take it away.
I want my own empire.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I want to be like a businesswoman. That's what I like pride myself on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are some of your plans for the future?
So some of my plans for the future is, I know it sounds so cliche and so lame, don't judge me, but I want to save the world.
Do you really?
I do. I've been so blessed.
So tell us how you're going to do that.
Yeah, I've been so blessed to travel around. I've seen that, you know, course in like different countries and even I mean in LA in different areas.
Right.
There's so much poverty around the world and we always get caught up in like our little bubble almost.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would love to do is, it's like my Oprah moment, but but I wanted to create after school after school programs. I used to work in an after school program. I used to work for the city when I was just graduated high school, like first year in college. And I want to create these after school programs where they're able to like study there. If if like they need to work, they can like work out in the, you know, work in the kitchen,
right.
help out, help tutor the kind of the younger kids, like give them a job. They could do like some custodial work or something. They can just, I'll try to figure out like ways to like help them out.
Right.
Because I want to do it in countries like Africa, Asia, and South America first, mm-hmm. just because I want to like help the sex trafficking. You know, mm-hmm. it's like still really, really unfortunately popular in
right.
some of those countries.
It's very big.
And a lot of people sell their kids into it because they need money for their families.
Right.
And so if I can help them give money to their family and still like restore their innocence and, you know, still let them stay in school and like be tutored and stuff, because I feel really passionate about kids, but I feel like just because you're born in a particular situation, it doesn't mean that you're not going to like amount to anything when you're older. You know,
that's
you
true.
Can do anything. Anything is possible. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there that are helping you create that. And so
that's true. Yes.
I would love to, like, I would love to have a travel show. That's my thing. I want to have a travel show and bring like current issues to mainstream media and really kind of go from there and then create these programs and stuff. And it sucks where it's like, you know, it's so funny how my life is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But I am really passionate where it's like, if I was able to have like that business and in that, you know, really powerful position or having a show or something like that, I would want to use it to actually really make a difference.
Yeah, to help people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so that's like, that's my strive. So like anytime I knock on doors and people tell me no, or anytime, you know, I'm driving a castings or whatever, it's literally for like just like the future. It's not just for like me to feel better about myself. Like,
right.
oh, I'm so cool, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Now, I think you said you went to college, right?
I did.
What did you take there?
I went for liberal studies,
mm-hmm.
but then I just decided to stop actually because I didn't want to become a teacher anymore.
Yeah.
I wanted to become a teacher. I always thought it was really cool. I had a great teacher growing up, and I wanted to be like her so bad. And
wow.
I have teachers in my family as well. And then I went for international teaching, and I loved it. And it was something where it's like, you know, I can always travel the world with. Teaching English is a foreign language. Like, you can always travel the world with. You can always always be in a new country, always helping someone and stuff. But I realized that I love them. I absolutely love them. But I was always trying to, like, pretend that I didn't want to, you know, be in the business.
Right.
And so finally I was just like, you know what? Like, when I started realizing, like, you can be on TV and you can, like, be on the radio and you can be in magazines, all that stuff. And so I really focused my energy towards that.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been up for 2 travel shows, and unfortunately they both got canceled. You know how the business is?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. I do not believe anyone until, like, I am sitting there, like, right now. I'm sitting here and I'm on air, you know? Because especially in Hollywood, everything happens. And,
that's true. Everybody promises things. And
it was so devastating. I'll never forget. I was at this the last show I was about to do. It was a full-on travel show, and they were mapping out, like, we're going to send you to Paris, we're going to send you to Philippines, we're going to do all this stuff. But I had to be Filipino, and I didn't know that at the time. I got casted as a host. They didn't tell me I had to be a Filipino host.
Wow.
And my heart was breaking. I seriously had to throw up. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to leave. Like, my dreams are just shattered right now because
Wow.
you are not casting a host. You're casting a Filipino host, which I'm not.
Yeah.
And so, but, hey, there's more to come.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Well, amazing. You have a very very exciting life, I think, you know, and that's a good thing.
I try.
You know where you're going, and that's cool, you know. I mean, a lot of people, I think, at this age, well, I don't know how old you are, I figure in the 20s.
Yeah.
So, you know, many people don't, I mean, I just pretty much cruised through my 20s, you
know.
Didn't really do much. I mean, I went to, my early 20s, let's say. I just enjoyed it to its fullest, you know?
Yeah.
And but I like when people start making plans early and stuff like that. You know,
I just,
you have better chances of succeeding, I think.
I agree. And like I said, I had a fake ID when I was 19, so I partied, I did all that stuff, and believe me, I still do big time. But I just realized that there's so many just time just passes you by, you know what
right.
I mean? And even though you are young, like I'm young and I'm reckless and I'm not really irresponsible
right.
because I'm so like I don't want to be irresponsible, but it's just like, you know, if I really work hard for like these next 5 years or something like that, then if I am going to be at another like caliber, then I have like all the time in the world to party and, you know, to like to travel and to do all that stuff, but you kind of need to like buckle down and do some hard work now. And I'd rather do hard work when I'm younger than when I'm older.
Yeah, when you have a lot of energy.
It's too hard. Yeah. So, I mean, everyone should follow my little adventures and everything. I'm on Twitter. So,
yeah, Twitter. Give your Twitter.
So I am at @DEE_Miranda, MIRANDA.
Okay.
And I'm the Naked Native on there. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Are you on Facebook too?
I am, DeAndra Miranda.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. You're definitely a lot of fun.
Thank
Very
you
interesting
for having
person,
me.
Of course. And thanks everybody for joining us. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.